What's up, Dust?
Hey, you alright?
Yeah, should we welcome the listeners to a brand new Christmas special of Leon and Dustin?
Here to help.
That's right.
Yeah, alright.
Go on then.
Welcome to Christmas special of Here to Help.
Yeah.
With Leon and Dustin.
It's pretty close to Christmas now. You're excited?
Really excited, actually.
Yeah, me too, man. Massively. I'm really trying to get into the swing of things, get as much Christmas music as I can around me, just kind of get involved with like Christmas movies. I remember I left it really late last year.
How late?
I just left it till like Christmas Eve. And then I was
Christmas
like,
Eve?
Yeah.
It's very late.
I was very busy. This time I'm prepping like a couple of weeks in advance.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
so I can really enjoy the day.
What are you going to do on the day?
I'll probably just, you know, regular. Go to church, hungover, and then get around someone's house and just eat food.
And
fall asleep.
That doesn't sound something you need to prep. A lot.
Well, let's be honest, Christmas Day is always a bit of a letdown, isn't it?
Not great for the Christmas special, if I'm honest.
No, this isn't a great start at all. Should we try that again?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
And Christmas is not a letdown whatsoever. It's going to be a great day.
It's a great day.
Joy,
no, come on.
Giving.
No,
what?
Come on.
What?
It's always a bit of a letdown, isn't it?
No.
Just the prepping before, you can go chill out with your mates, you can go to the pub, you can get in the Christmas spirit by like snuggling in front of the fire.
Christmas films.
But then come Christmas Day, you've got to see relatives. Something's going to kick off. Someone's going to get pissed off in some way. Someone's going to get drunk. People are going to fall asleep. It's going to be a bit of a shambles. And then you wake up in the morning and then it's like another 365
turkey sandwiches.
Days. Yeah, absolutely. Turkey sandwiches.
Another 365.
Till Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Well, no,
It's not.
What I've noticed here is, we do the show from Dustin's house, which is very kind of you, by
That's
the way.
That's right,
it's
my pleasure.
Warm in here. But I've just seen a Santa Claus on a motorbike.
Classic.
See what I saw the other day, and I think I might have told you. I saw this girl on this motorbike, like an old kind of classic British motorbike. I don't know what it was. There was just something really sexy about it. I was like, that's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah? You like chicks on motorbikes?
Not really.
Chicks with dicks?
Well... No. I think me and Taylor are going to have a Christmas wedding.
You and Taylor?
Taylor Swift.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
That'd be nice.
Yeah, you're invited, by the way.
Oh, great. I'd love to come to that.
Yeah. It's going to be quite a big affair, I think. With Taylor selling all the platinum albums and my job. Not making that much money at the minute, but fingers crossed.
You can't cross your fingers.
Well, all right. It's just a saying.
Do you reckon she'll sing at the wedding?
I hope not. Maybe we'll do a duet.
Oh, that'd be nice.
No,
like
I'm,
what?
I'm a huge fan.
What kind of duet would you do?
Especially for you.
She's not going to feel that.
How do you know?
I'm pretty certain she's not going to be into Colin Minogue and Jason Donovan.
How do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know anything.
I don't know if you've heard, but Taylor Swift is currently... Is seeing someone else.
She's just it's not real.
What do you mean it's not
She's
real?
Just gathering she's just researching for a new album. She's gonna break up with him and then use it to write the new album.
Yeah.
And that's gonna pay for the wedding.
You know it's our man Harry from
Harry Styles.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm just hoping he knows she's mine.
She's...
So back off, Harry.
If you're listening. And he will be.
Oh, I'm sure he is, yeah.
Yeah. And all the That's other it. 1D boys, much love, what's going on?
1D?
Yeah.
It's 1D. All about 3D now, isn't it?
Well, no.
1D
it's not.
And
it's not.
3D.
It's a dying art. It's
2D like... is completely gone, isn't it?
No,
I'm
sorry
for 2D.
Gone. That's silly. Like, 2D's like everywhere.
Where?
It's on your telly, is where 2D is. It's
no,
in
it's
pictures,
not.
Is where it is. It's in your magazines. Is where it is. That's the way your relationship with Taylor Swift right now is 2D. Yeah?
Oops. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, yeah.
Hello, and welcome to the Leon and Dustin podcast. Because it is a festive season, I have been walking up and down Bingley, asking people what is their favourite thing about Christmas.
Hello, Leon and Dustin. You join me live now here outside Weatherspoons in Bingley. I'm going to go up to a man smoking a fag and ask him what he thinks of Christmas. Excuse me, sir. Hello.
What? Yeah. All right.
What do you think of Christmas?
Fuck off, mate.
The show's basically me and Dust, the Ragney Uncles, and we are here to help.
This week, because it's Christmas, we went to Lapland, didn't we?
We were very, very lucky.
We went into Santa's Grotto.
We're here to help everyone who hangs out at the Grotto. But the big man was busy, I suppose, just kind of like at the gym, working out, sure, prepping for it, checking out the maps and stuff.
I think he knows his way around. He's been doing it for years.
I know, but you know, he is getting older.
Do you want to go first? Or
yeah, absolutely. I'll go first. I'll pick one. If you were Santa, what would you do? I suppose I'd chill out for a whole year and then come that night, maybe like prep a week.
You'd chill out all year?
Yeah, of course.
I chilled out today and that was pretty tough. I was quite bored.
See, what you could do is you could go around the kids who have been misbehaving and who were just plain old bad, scare them. And all the kids that are like on the verge, you could literally, Santa could just like turn up and just be like, come on, man.
Come on, don't be a knobhead.
Come on, don't be a knobhead, yeah. You're better than this.
Yeah.
I will reward you.
That's bribery, though, isn't it?
It's not bribery.
It is bribery.
No, it isn't. No,
I'll give you presents if you're good.
That's not bribery.
It is.
No, it isn't. Because that's entrusting something. Yeah, maybe it is.
Santa's just king of the bribes. Briber. Bribesman.
He's not a bribesman.
He is a bribesman. Yeah. He's chief bribesman.
Do you reckon Santa will ever take the form of a woman?
Yes,
a woman. And she does it for like, I don't know, maybe like a...
She can't drive that sleigh. She'll be all over the place.
Yeah, she'd get there though. Oh, look, Mrs. Claus is coming down the chimney. I'm not coming down that chimney. You're going to dirty my dress. Hey, women. Hey,
bloody women. I made a tit out of myself at the Christmas party. How do I fix this?
I've heard 1 in 10, so 10% of people who attend Christmas parties, staff work Christmas parties, end up getting fired.
No, one
in 10. Now, whether that's because they, you know, snog like the boss, just don't go kissing anyone. Not ever. At the party.
Did you make a tit out of yourself at the Christmas party?
I don't think I did.
I don't think I did either.
No. I remember the last one I went to. I got very, very drunk. We were playing that game. You know when you drop like a, table tennis ball in somebody's drink or put it on somebody's bottle or something?
Yeah.
And as soon as that's in, you've just got to see your drink.
Yeah.
Everyone just picked on me. The next day, going into work, hungover, everyone decided to start this rumour that I pulled the transvestite in the who works with us. I was so terrified that I did. I had to call the transvestite out and say, look...
Did I
snog you last night? And his reply was very simple. Just like, yeah, you wish. And you know what? I was just being that drunk and that level of drunkenness.
Just ended up getting drunk, didn't you, at Christmas parties?
Yeah, I think that's the idea. Just everyone can let loose a little bit. If there's some girl you like or some guy you like, you can maybe just go over.
Or both, in your case.
Maybe just have a little flirt. Hey, how's it going? I've had a really nice Christmas. What are you getting me for Christmas? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, playful.
I bet you're a good flirt, aren't you?
Flirt?
Yeah, massive flirt.
I'm a horrendous flirt.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's try flirting with me now. How you doing?
Yeah, good. That's a nice blouse.
Cheers, it's new.
Is it?
Yeah, it's for the party.
Oh, wow. I'm sure you'll get lots of compliments from that.
Thanks.
Do you moisturise?
Sorry?
Do you moisturise?
Yep, I moisturise.
Yeah, you look soft. Like a baby's bottom.
Okay, see you later. Bye-bye. You are the worst. Next, Blitzen's a racist.
As in the reindeer?
Yeah, how many reindeer are there?
12?
No, that's Days of Christmas.
Oh, right.
maybe 8?
I know there's one called Donna, which is a weird name for a reindeer, really.
There's not one called Donna.
There is.
There is definitely not one reindeer called Donna. Where do you get this information from?
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donna, and Blitzen.
Donna?
The racist.
Oh, spelt like Donna Kebab.
That's better.
All right, you're right. And how many reindeer are there altogether?
And obviously Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Most famous. The Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Like a light bulb.
What do you mean had?
He
had a very shiny nose.
Yeah.
Where is it now?
Warns your guide, Mainslayer, tonight.
He's not German.
Well, no, hang on, he's from Lapland, so there's a connection.
So, Blitzen's a racist. This one says, being an elf shouldn't mean you have to work for Santa. I want to be a stripper.
How do we fix that?
Being an elf
doesn't mean you have to work for Santa. No, you can do pantomimes as well.
No, well, you can do whatever you want.
No, they can't do anything.
Well, what can't they do?
They can't. They can't operate a crane.
Why not?
Because they've got to get up to the top of the crane first.
Yeah, you'd have to climb it.
Yeah, you do.
Why?
What do you think you'd do? Just fly up.
You're as bad as Blitzen. Discriminating.
I'm not discriminating. I'm saying what they can do. I'm just letting them. I'm not telling them what they can't do. I'm saying you can
you
also.
You said they can't operate a crane.
No, they couldn't though. So you want to be a stripper, do you?
I don't want to be a stripper.
Not a little bit.
Not in any way.
Because for some reason I kind of assumed that was you.
What? No, it's an elf. That was an elf.
No.
I'm not an elf.
Come on. Well, you thought about it.
Have I ever thought about being a stripper?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Do I dump my boyfriend this close to Christmas? Now we're talking. Do I dump my boyfriend
now we're on fire.
This close to Christmas? Shoot. Go. Fix it for her. Him.
Or him.
Go.
No.
And that's it.
Because it's Christmas. You
know
what I
mean? Solved. But a lot of people do break up around Christmas time. I think it's more a case of, it's coming up to the new year. I want a fresh start. If I spend Christmas with this person. But you know what? People just probably don't want to buy that person a present. And like, look, I break up now. I honestly do, yeah.
Just cheap.
Yeah. But it's probably going to cost me a fair amount of money. If I break up now, that 50, 60 quid can go on getting drunk at the staff party.
So, do I dump my boyfriend this close to Christmas? Yes, if you want to save yourself a bit of dosh.
Save yourself a bit of money, yeah. And yeah, everyone can.
And then get with someone new at the Christmas party.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. It's not the best idea.
It's not the best idea. It's an option.
It is.
And we're all about giving options.
Absolutely. Solved. Tick.
Solved.
Solved.
It's the new jingle.
I solved your problem. I solved your problem.
Solved it.
I solved your problem.
Solved it.
I think I'm solving your problem.
Solved it.
Send me a problem.
Solved it.
Next.
I'm really self-conscious because I've got a big red nose. And others laugh at me, call me names. They won't even let me play in their reindeer games.
What do you do in that scenario? So they've got a big red nose and they're not allowed to kind of join
I've got a big nose as well.
No, you don't have a big nose.
I do.
No, I've got a big nose.
You haven't got a big nose.
Oh, stop it, come on. Neither of us have big nose.
All right, I do though.
Noses. You know what, stand proud. That nose is unique. Everything about you is unique. If you were to get surgery on that nose, sure, you'd probably look a lot better.
Well, it's a bit like that article you read about the woman with two vaginas.
Lady had two vaginas.
Was it?
Both, two vaginas. Both could be used. I suppose one was for regular use and the other for special occasions.
Yeah, like a good china.
Yeah.
Good china.
Good china.
Right, I really like one of the other elves who works here, but I don't know what to do.
It's a tough one. It is a tough one. If you like someone you're working with, it's hard. You know what, from my opinion, no, actually, you give them your opinion.
Just man up, right? Just go up to her and be like, hey, you,
Not like aggressive.
Oi.
She's like, what?
Come here.
What, no.
Come here.
Yeah.
You're coming out with me, yeah?
No.
When are you free? Tonight, you're free.
All right. No, no.
What do you mean that? Yeah, you're free.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No,
what are you doing?
Not. I'm chilling out with my friends.
Friends? Yeah. You don't need friends. You got me now.
No, I'm busy.
No.
I said I'm busy. Hey.
Excuse me?
I said I'm busy.
Don't you raise your voice at me.
Get lost. Get lost.
Come
I hope
here.
You die.
Come here.
No.
Come here.
No.
Come here. Gunshot.
And she... What? Christmas special. Darkest places we've taken you, listener. That's so awful for you.
Sorry. Don't shoot her is my advice. Don't shoot her.
So go on. I really like this guy or girl at work.
Whatever.
How can I hook up?
I think part of that was true. I think you should man elf up.
There is a little bit of elfing up. But also a case of you've got to start some basis. This has to be some groundwork put in.
Yeah.
And a lot of that is purely friendship. maybe if you're interested in the same things.
Common ground.
And Christmas is a great time to talk about that, because not everyone celebrates Christmas, but everyone knows it happens around them. So great TV, Christmas music, presents, gifts, freezing weather, pubs.
Christmas cards.
Family.
Flowers.
Yeah, a Christmas card's a good one.
Christmas cake.
What? Feed them?
Well, I thought you were just saying Christmas things.
No, just stuff at Christmas that people can talk about. You're both elves. There you go.
Yeah, well, you could say that about if you were at work with someone else. One of the other girls. We're both humans.
Are you saying an elf isn't a human? That's awful. Are they human? Yeah, well, there is that there. We're both humans. What do we do? Well, humans eat. Talk about food.
Homo erectus.
Yeah. What?
We're both
humans.
Fully evolved humans.
Again, probably don't go up to her saying, "Hi, you're a human. I'm a human.
We should
reproduce."
Yeah, that's a bit. That's a bit much.
A bit forward.
A little bit forward, but
maybe some girls would like that.
Yeah, some of them do.
Do you like it forward?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm terrible.
Really? You like being dominated?
No, I didn't say that.
No?
I didn't say that.
You need a dominatrix.
Yeah, maybe that's it. What was the question?
No, just be yourself.
Be yourself.
Definitely. Because if she doesn't like that, then...
What's she going to like?
Exactly.
Nothing. Exactly.
Negger. Negging.
Stop saying that.
What?
You were talking about negging last night.
I'm not very good at negging. It's
horrible.
What?
Negging. I actually looked it up.
Yeah?
I found some examples of negging, actually.
Essentially, it's like verbally...
Abuse. It's abuse.
It's not abuse, is it? It's like, you know...
It's in between abuse and teasing.
It's like the adult version of punching a girl in the arm and telling her you fancy her.
Yeah.
So give me an example of negging.
Right, well, here's some negs. Right, so you say, "Oh, that's so funny. Your nose moves when you speak."
What?
Look, there it goes again. It's so quaint. Huh. That's shit, isn't it?
It's got shit.
That neg, that's rubbish.
It's not awful, I suppose.
She'll say, "Oh, stop," apparently, according to this.
No, yeah, she'll probably be like, "Oh."
She won't. She'll be like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
No, she won't.
What are you talking about?
That's not how you introduce yourself. Look, I've just noticed from 50 yards away. Your nose moves when you talk, you freak. It's not like that. It's a bit more playful.
I'm going to try some of these negs on you.
Go on.
Right, okay. Your roots are showing.
Yeah. You can see.
Yeah.
Oh, cheers. Yeah, I feel a bit shit about myself, actually.
See?
Yeah.
Right, here's another one. Your nose is a little red. You're like an Eskimo. Cool.
Cool?
Yeah. That'd be a good one for Rudolph. You know, you look just like my little sister. Weird.
Yeah, that is weird. That's a weird one. But then at the same time, you're putting her in the scenarios and nothing's going to happen.
Hey, you're a goof.
That's not a neg, is
that's
it?
That's one of these negs here.
You're such a goof. No one says that. It's an American website. We're the best you can
I'll give
see.
You the best one.
I'm opening this box of celebrations because it's sitting right in front of me.
Fine.
Snickers. Snickers and one bounty.
Is it? No, that's empty. Sorry, mate.
It's all
right. Can't eat Snickers, can you?
No.
You're a pussy. Right, best neg ever.
Go on.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
Right. It's loading, so that's fine. You blink a lot.
Hello, lads. I just wanted to say that I really love the show and keep up the good work.
Okay, I've got one here.
Go on.
Let's have a look. I've seen the present my girlfriend's got me. I really don't want it. Is it too late to tell her? That's really tough. That's a really tough situation. So you've seen it, maybe, I don't know, an iron. And you really don't want an iron.
That would be really like offensive as well, because I'm anemic. So they'd just be a slap in the face.
Give them a heads up. Just
it means you don't have any iron.
And she's brought you one. She's like,
she's
hey, look.
She brought me an iron.
Oh, I can't wait to pack it. Oh, I'm really excited. Yeah. No, I'm not going to tell you what it is, and you know.
Jimmy said bloody nosy.
What,
she's bought you a present.
No, but everyone's like that. If I'd honestly go to her and I'd say, look, I really love the idea. I know what you've got me, and I'm a dick, and I'm so sorry, and whatever, but I don't want it. I don't want it.
I would slap you in the face.
Well, it's a good thing we're not dating then.
Well, yeah, it is a good thing. I saw Mrs. Claus getting with another elf.
Another elf? So there's been one before. And he goes away for one night, just one night of the year.
She's in.
And she's like, oh, we're going to get me a little mitts on. That's not true.
How do you know?
Because I see Mrs. Claus as being a really nice, kind of soft, gentle...
Maybe she's a badass.
...granny kind of figure, do you know what I mean?
Dominatrix.
That's what you'd like, wouldn't it? That's your ideal woman.
What, Mrs. Claus?
That's your thing, yeah. like your fantasy is that you want your girlfriend to dress up as Mrs. Claus. That's weird.
They got any kids?
No. The world are their kids. If you think about it, the world are their kids.
Yeah, but they only see it once a year.
No, but everyone's been young. Do you know what I mean? And I suppose they've been told that story.
Yeah,
like your parents and your great-grandparents always knew the story of, Santa, I guess.
Who does Santa believe in?
Christmas.
That's deep.
Santa believes in you.
Me?
No, not you. The listeners.
Oh, right.
Santa believes in you and believes that you can go out and do good. Do you have a Christmas message for him?
Stay true to you. And don't eat yellow snow.
That's your advice.
Actually, forget it. Actually, do eat yellow snow.
That's your advice.
Do eat yellow snow, because you assume it's urine.
It will definitely be urine.
No. That's pessimistic. Be optimistic.
What else is it going to be? Go on.
It could be champagne.
Yes, it could be champagne that's just expensive thrown champagne. Out on the floor. Do you want to hear mine?
Go on.
It's Christmas time.
Yep.
There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we banish hate. In a world of plenty.
Oh, plenty. Yeah, loads.
We give a shout
of joy.
Just
throw your arms around the world.
At Christmas time. But tonight, thank God it's them instead of you.
Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year. Just have a good time.
Eat yellow snow.
Don't eat yellow snow.
Don't.
Have a bit.
No,
don't do that.
Right.
Is it a Santa?
No, he's not real. This one says Santa has done time.